Good afternoon, and welcome to the Centro Puerto conference call following the results announcement for the fourth quarter ended December 31st, 2017. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Please note this event is being recorded. If you do not have a copy of the press release, please refer to the Investor Support section on the company's corporate website at www.centralpuerto.com. A replay of today's call may be accessed by accessing the webcast in the Investor Support section of the Centro Puerto corporate website. Before we proceed, please note that certain statements made by the company during this conference call are forward-looking statements, and we refer you to this forward-looking statements section of our earnings release and recent filings with the SEC. Central Puerto assumes no obligation to update forward-looking statements except as required under applicable securities laws. In addition, all financial figures were prepared in accordance with the IFRS and are stated in Argentinian pesos unless otherwise noted. On the call today from Central Puerto is Jorge Rauber, Chief Executive Officer, and Fernando Bonet, Chief Financial Officer. And now, I will turn the call over to Jorge Rauber. Mr. Rauber, you may begin.
Okay, thank you and welcome everyone. We are joining you this morning with our executive team from Buenos Aires, Argentina to report on our 2017 fourth quarter and full year results and to answer any questions. 2017 has proved to be an outstanding year for Central Puerto. The company continued to be the largest generator of the private power sector in Argentina, reaching a market share of 19% of the total generation of its segment, a fact that has placed Central Puerto above important generation companies in our country. Our geographically and technologically diversified asset base has allowed us to achieve a stable operational performance throughout time. Our balanced portfolio, 3,663 megawatts of installed capacity in hydro, combined cycles, steam turbines, and cogeneration units, has exceeded market average availability, reaching 90% in 2017, and achieved high levels of efficiency, favorably positioning our assets along the system power dispatch curve. Our growth strategy is based on three clear pillars: expansion in conventional energy, expansion in renewable energy, and industry and urbanization. And there has been positive news during 2017 related to all of them. The company has achieved 510 megawatt expansion in awarded capacity, with two new thermal plants, Luján de Cuyo and Terminal 6, San Lorenzo, totaling 423 megawatt of new capacity in cogeneration units, and with one wind project, La Genoveva, that adds 87 megawatt of capacity to the wind portfolio of 234 megawatt. In addition, it is worth mentioning that there has been a significant progress in the construction of La Castellana and Achiras renewable projects with a capacity of 147 megawatts. In terms of industry normalization, the Ministry of Energy has approved changes in the energy basket framework, setting energy prices in U.S. dollars, thus significantly increasing the company's revenues and setting the ground for a promising revenue performance during 2018. And more recently, under the new regulatory framework of Mercado a Término de Energías Renovables, CP Renovables, the renewable subsidiary of Central Puerto, has been granted access to the grid for La Castellana 2 and Achiras 2 wind projects, adding the possibility to sell 46 megawatt of new power capacity. We are comfortable saying that Central Puerto's attractive growth profile is in line with Argentina's potential in renewable energy, represented by an estimated 5.6 gigawatt of renewable capacity yet to be auctioned, or added in the private market by 2025 according to the renewable energy law. Dalporto has a solid financial position and a strong cash flow generation that creates a solid platform for new options and growth opportunities. These flows are complemented by minimum receivables that provide additional liquidity and that will significantly higher once Vuelta de Obligado plant starts operation, reaching almost to $100 million in 2018 and 2019. In addition, we are considering additional sources of funding. The sales of La Plata plant that was successfully transferred during the first quarter 2018, together with a potential sale of our interest in Ecogas, will be used to fund ongoing thermal projects during 2018. To give more color on the latter, the company is analyzing the possibility to sell up to 100% of its position in the fuel natural gas distributor in Argentina through one or more potential public offerings in national or international markets. In order to facilitate the transaction and maximize value for our shareholders, the controlling companies might be merged or listed in an international stock exchange. Further news will be announced if the transaction proceeds. We are excited about 2018. We are prepared for the next steps and looking forward to capturing market opportunities and monetizing Central Puerto's full potential. To give a brief review of our main operating metrics, we can highlight that during the fourth quarter of 2017, our total generation from continuing units was 4,039 gigawatts, reaching a total of 15,626 gigawatts for the full year. This production represents an increase of 18% in the quarter and 7% in the full year in relation to the same period of the previous year. The main reason for this increase is the strong recovery of the generation of our hydropower plant in Piedra del Águila, given that the previous year was the worst year in generation since its start of operation, due to a sharp decrease in the water inflows to the of the Limay and the Coyoncura rivers. In annual terms, the generation of this hydro plant grew 58%, and during the fourth quarter, the growth was 170%, which shows a clear normalization in the generation of this plant. This growth was slightly offset by lower generation of our thermal units, especially by steam turbines, which had a 3% drop in annual terms and 13 of the fourth quarter of the year. In annual terms, for 2018, we expect similar levels of generation of those observed during the year 2017. Our units continue to show very good levels of availability, which according to the current remuneration scheme allows us to generate significant amount of revenues. In fourth quarter 2017, the average availability factor of our thermal units was 82%, compared to 80% in the fourth quarter 2016, and considering the full year, this factor was 90%, while in 2016 it was 76%. These values represent a very important strength for our company given the aforementioned impact on revenues, as well as showing that our units contribute strongly to maintaining the reliability of the entire Argentine system and power system. With this, I will ask Fernando to continue with the presentation.
Well, thank you, Jorge. Going to the financial performance of the fourth quarter and the full year 2017, the company performed exceptionally in terms of results, both considering the fourth quarter of 2017 and the full year. I will focus on the main items of results and their comparison with the previous period. Please bear in mind that the following amounts refer to continuing operations and exclude the results related to La Plata plant. Talking about revenues, during the fourth quarter of 2017, the total revenue was 1,935 million pesos, which represent an increase of 114% over the same period of the previous year, and 25% over the previous quarter. In particular, the huge increase compared to the fourth quarter of the previous year was driven mainly by a tariff increase set the higher prices for the energy generation and units available denominated them in US dollars, an 18% increase in the energy generated, an increase of 13% in the average exchange rate, an amount of 149 million pesos for a retroactive capacity payment related to granted bid capacity from previous quarter corresponding to some of our steam units that will bill and collect during the fourth quarter, and finally, an amount of 143 million pesos for a collection in advance of a remuneration original due in 2018 and 2019. So excluding these last two extraordinary items, the increase over the fourth quarter of 2016 will be 81%, which also is a very favorable evolution. Regarding the full year, 2017, the total revenue was 5,957 million pesos, which means an increase of 67% over the previous year. This increase was mainly driven by the price increase mentioned before that became gradually effective as February, May, and November 2017, and an increase of 7% in the energy generated. Considering that, since November, the company is receiving the final price of the capacity remuneration established in the current regulation, we expect an important increase in the revenues for this concept for the full year of 2018, compared to the full year of 2017. Talking about EBITDA, during the fourth quarter of 2017, our EBITDA was 1,315 million pesos, which represent an increase of 179% over the same period of previous year and 34% over the previous quarter. This variation was driven primarily by the increase in revenues mentioned before, but was partially offset by an increase of cost of sale driven by an increment in the same dollar-denominated expenses, considering the peso devaluation of 13% during 2017, and an increase in compensation to employees, mainly related to collective bargain agreements. Regarding the full year 2017, our EBITDA was 3,390 million pesos, which means an increase of 47% over the previous year. Conceptually, the main cause of this variation are those mentioned in the previous comparisons. Additionally, the aforementioned increase were offset by a decrease in the operating income due to a one-time gain of 520 million pesos registered in 2016 in connection with a revision of the book value of certain receivables from CAMMESA. Going to the net income, during the fourth quarter of 2017, our net income was 1,414 million pesos, which means an increase of 287% over the same period of previous year. This increase was driven primarily by the increase in EBITDA mentioned before, and additionally by the increase in valuation of our investments in Ecogas and TGM. This higher valuation impacts on the item share of profit of associates. Regarding the full year 2017, our net income was 3,494 million pesos, which means an increase of 98% over the previous year. In addition to the reason mentioned before, this increase was driven mainly by an increase in the result of financial investments. Going to the cash flow from operating activities totaled 2,389 million pesos in 2017, operating incomes increased significantly, providing 2,111 million pesos compared to 2,100 million pesos in 2016. This increase was partially offset by an increase of 1,057 million pesos in the trade and other receivables. However, we must note that this was only because the increase in the revenues due to both higher price and more energy sold. Collection times remain stable during the whole period with no delays from CAMMESA. Talking about Fonimemen collections, our Fonimemen collections totaled 351 million pesos during 2017, approximately $21 million including VAT. We must remember that this cash flow is in addition to our existing EBITDA, since this collection corresponds to the sales made in previous year and thus they don't have an impact on our P&L. In terms of CAPEX, the largest portion of our CAPEX was allocated to the expansion of our power capacity. CAPEX for this purpose totaled 3,366 million pesos, of which 844 million pesos were allocated to the thermal projects, specifically to the acquisition of two gas turbines from Siemens for the Luján de Cuyo cogeneration project, and 2,511 million pesos were to the renewal projects. In terms of maintenance CAPEX, the existing power capacity totaled 169 million pesos, and we also had CAPEX for the corporate purpose of 21 million pesos. And in terms of net cash position, as December of 31st, 2017, the company and its subsidiaries had a cash and cash equivalent for 89 million pesos and the other current financial assets of 1,111 million pesos. Loans and borrowing were almost zero for Central Puerto, while its subsidiaries, CP Renovables, have a loan totaling 1,900.
Okay, I don't know about what, which part the lines go out, but we can continue with the maintenance, CAPEX again. The last portion of our CAPEX was allocated to the expansion of power capacity CAPEX. For this purpose, total 3,366 million pesos, of which 884 million pesos were allocated to the thermal project, specifically the acquisition of two gas turbines from Siemens for Luján de Cuyo for generation project, and 2,511 million pesos were to renewal projects. The maintenance CAPEX relating to the existing power capacity totaled 169 million pesos, and we also had CAPEX for corporate purpose of 21 million pesos. Talking about the cash position, as December of 31st, 2017, the company and its subsidiaries had a cash and cash equivalent for 89 million pesos and other current financial assets of 1,111 million pesos. Loans and borrowing, we are almost zero for Central Puerto, while its subsidiaries, CP Renovables, had loans totaling 1,985 million pesos received for the construction of the Achiras and La Castellana wind farms from the IFC and IAC. Finally, during the first half of 2018, Central Puerto expects to receive dividends in proportion to this interest in the TGM. In fourth quarter of 2017, YPF and TGM closed an agreement in which YPF agreed to pay to TGM $114 million in order to end a claim against YPF. So we expect to receive an additional cash from this source. We have there a stake of 20%. Well, this is the final statement, so thank you, and now we invite you to make any questions for our team and some additional insights.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touchtone phone. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Our first question comes from Frank McGann. Please go ahead.
Yes, good day. Thank you. Two questions, if I could. One, just in terms of the new plants, I got cut off for part of the call, so maybe you said this, but the new contracts that you have for the renewable plant projects that you announced, could you just comment perhaps on the pricing for those and any other terms that you know might be available that you could share? And then secondly, just looking forward at this stage in terms of new projects beyond those, do you think at this stage that are you expecting more auctions and that will be the key way to contract going forward, or are you thinking perhaps individual private term contracts will be the way to for most of the new expansions that you would have?
Okay, thank you, Frank. For our renewal projects, the pricing mechanism is we have a PPA signed with Gamesa. The PPA has 20 years of extension. The pricing are basically what the government does is they conduct a sort of auction where we offer our prices, and the ones that are the lower prices are the ones who are awarded during that auction process. In terms of pricing, what we have is a price of $61.5 per megawatt hour in the case of La Castellana, which was our first project. The second one is $59.38 per megawatt hour for Achiras. And the last one is $40.9 per megawatt hour in the case of La Genoveva, which is the last project we won and has the PPA expected to be signed in the coming months. In terms of the term market, this is an active term market where we have already 46 megawatts of basically what they give is the transmission access to the grid. We have 46 megawatts to available to offer for the term market. That consists of two additional projects, like Castellana 2 and Achiras 2. So we are currently negotiating with the customers in order to, I mean, to reach an agreement and sell that additional capacity. Looking forward, we see this market, the renewable market, as the market which show us which the intention of the government is, where the government is heading for. In terms of regulation, so what we expect, I mean, the government is currently working on a new regulation for the thermal market, but for sure we expect that the market will be close to this. I mean, similar to renewable with an active market term, and probably instead of having auctions conducted by the government, I mean, a term market very active for the customer to contract their needs in terms of power.
Okay, thank you very much.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star then one. This concludes our question and answer session. I would like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Rauber for any closing remarks.
Okay, well, thank you to everyone for your interest in Central Puerto and your continued support to our company. We encourage you to please call us at any time for any information. Thank you and have a good day.
The conference is now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.